Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 orders. Service fees apply for 3 orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Tobes, you had a little... What we like to do a lot of times on this program is one of the two of us, usually Grant and I, have different passions, different things that get us fired up.
Geography, like me.
Yeah, exactly. Geography, like you. When somebody has a burr, has a little flame, a little Bunsen burner under their tuchus, they got a little something that fires them up, we usually think to ourselves, that'll probably be a pretty good discussion. One person can be like, I don't really see it, but Danny does, so go crazy, idiot. Wave your arms around and get all red-faced and get all hoarse. Or, Grant, you can get mad at the guy because he has long hair. Whatever you want to do, we'll do. So, Tobes had a little thing. Dare I say it was a little splinter? Dare I say you were sitting on a Bunsen burner with something? And I'm going to turn it over to you when it comes to the Local 53.
Yeah, so I think it's been interesting over the last year and a half with this, you know, regime in place with Adam Peters, with Dan Quinn, these guys talking about, we want to draft Commanders. We want to bring in Commanders, right? They talk about the Commander tag, brotherhood, culture, all these things. And when you look at their first draft class, everybody that they brought in was a team captain and high character guy, high motor, right? All these guys working super hard and showing up to everything and doing all these things. And even this year, when they're talking about guys that they're bringing in, high character, you have the Commander tag, all these things. And free agents, they want guys that, you know, are team leaders and guys of that sort. Doesn't necessarily fit the same trend of guys that they traded for. Not to say that any of these guys are like George Pickens, where you're like, whoa, he could be a problem in the locker room. Not necessarily feeling like that, but think of the guys that they've traded for. Laremy Tunsil, not known for the highest work ethic. Not saying he's a bad football player, but you hear some Houston people talk about him in run blocking. They're like, well, he's a little bit not as interested, right? He's a pass blocker, but he's not going to go all out on that. Consequently, where's Laremy Tunsil at right now? Not at OTAs. Marshawn Lattimore, when they traded for him, bit of a hothead at times. Kind of goes with the position a little bit, but think about some guys that have been really good at the position that also weren't hotheads. Darryl Green, one that played here, wasn't exactly going crazy all the time. Mikey Sanmer still looks like he could be a corner. It's not like he's chewing dudes out all the time like you've seen with Marshawn Lattimore, but does he quite fit that Commander tag? And then Deebo Samuel. Deebo as well is someone that's not known as the hardest worker. We've heard this story regaled a bunch of times now, where when he was drafted, was it Will Muschamp was the coach at South Carolina, gave Kyle Shanahan and company a call and said, hey, you're going to have to ride this guy a little bit to make sure he stays in shape. And he's going to have to be someone that you check up on so he's not out of shape and not able to play football as well. It's interesting that that's three guys that you've gone out and acquired that I think if they were in the draft process might have been taken off their board because they don't have that Commander tag, so to speak. I just think it's an interesting thing that while they're so adamant when they make a free agent acquisition or when they make a draft pick that they are the quote-unquote Commanders, when they traded for guys, I don't know that any of these guys have the Commander tag.
So let me ask you this. Would you have not done any of those three moves?
I mean, I'm sure you could guess which one I'm not the biggest fan of. And that'd be Deebo. But I don't know that I would say no to any of them. I think the interesting part about it is with the aggregate of how much you've given up, I don't know that it's the
third,
best thing.
Fourth, fifth, and sixth.
Yeah, I think just giving up so much. It's one of those things where you can walk around the grocery store, Danny, and you're looking, and you're like, you know, we could use that. It's on sale. Let's get it. And by the end, you're like, holy smokes, we've spent $500. Like, I think that could be a case of what they did, where maybe all of these deals are fine, but maybe would you have had a better chance if you had a little bit of discretion there and not done it? Regardless, I think all the trades are fine. I just think it's a little bit interesting. And one of the points I brought up a little earlier when we were talking about Lattimore, I think you saw this. I think you saw a little impact. Early in the season, before Lattimore got here, the defense wasn't good. There's no question about that. I don't know that it improved a whole lot when he got here either, by the way. But they're very level-headed. If you saw a penalty, it was probably from Benjamin St. Juste with a pass interference down the field, but it wasn't because he was mouthing off. It wasn't because he was pushing someone after a play.
What an extracurricular.
It wasn't roughhousing or anything like that. And we saw a little bit of that in the playoffs. We saw it from Lattimore himself, and you started to see some more emotion like that from other guys that didn't show it earlier in the year. I just think it's interesting that maybe they feel like they've built a culture that they can bring in guys that maybe don't have the quote-unquote commander tag, but they have a lot of talent. But the way that they've built their team and then the guys they've traded for don't always match.
Isn't that interesting? So I actually think there's merit to that. And I think it's okay, by the way. I got to go back to some of my – times are different now. But the then Redskins, that dynasty that they were a part of, I mean, you had guys – like famously, now we kind of like it's good old boys and we you know smoke and joke about it. But, yeah, this dude stayed out after curfew. And yeah, John Riggins is in the tool shed with a lot of the linemen drinking beer after practice. Imagine if guys are doing that today. See what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, but like, it's you can have some colorful characters as long as your culture is good. I don't mind the occasional colorful character. I don't mind the occasional me guy as long as his me lines up with the we, as long as it lines up with what we need.
I actually think you need that sometimes.
It's one of my heroes. I love Gary Clark. I got to meet Gary Clark when he ran a bar in Bethesda. I did some stand up at it. It was incredible. But Gary Clark wasn't always like the greatest team guy. He, you know, have his mouthpiece out when it was a run play because he's like, I'm not doing anything. You know what I'm saying? Like, It wasn't always the most hardworking blocker down the football field for Gerald Riggs and company, right? So I guess my point is, you can have some of that. You can't major in it, and you can't let it be destructive. I'm not even putting any of these guys on this level. I don't know if Laremy Tunsil's a bad teammate. I don't know if Deebo Samuel is. You've seen the much-publicized incident last year with Samuel yelling at the kicker and the long snapper or whatever, and you've heard the reasons potentially as to why he wasn't in great shape last year, the injury and some sure. things changed things. But that when the worry turns into reality on somebody, whether it's fair or not, a lot of times it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. In other words, if you just to pick on Deebo.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 orders. Service fees apply for 3 orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This might be an issue for him in his career, being in shape. A couple of times it's been an issue. Now, maybe there's an incredibly valid reason for it, but that's what's happened. And so it becomes self-fulfilling, right? I remember sometimes it gets broken. Remember John Allen fell to Washington in the draft because, yeah, it looks like he's going to be injury prone. He's got this degenerative shoulder. That wasn't a problem. Now, he ended up getting hurt, I know, last year, but it had nothing to do with this perceived fault mm-hmm. in his body and design in terms of the thing that was going to get hurt all the time. That didn't happen. So sometimes it gets broken. Whereas if he'd had shoulder problems, or Rocky McIntosh years ago, I don't know why I'm pulling this, had degenerative knees, had knee problems. Who would have thought? You know, duh, obvious. So whether it's fair or not, it kind of the reputation follows you around. But I guess I'm getting back to your point. I actually think it's eye-opening. And it's almost like this trade market for them is reserved for that cast. We're not drafting these guys. We're not free agenting these guys. AKA, we're free agent, or, you know, those are going to be the dudes that have the commander tag, so to speak. When it comes to trade, we can break glass a little bit. We can welcome them in.
I think it's interesting because you're looking at something where maybe that is the case, where free agents, I think, is a little bit different. But when you compare this to the draft, right, these guys have no track record in the NFL. Obviously, they have what's coming with them from college. Obviously, they have that and their tape and everything with that and their character there. But they have no track record at the NFL level. You don't know if they're going to be successful or not. You watch the draft every year. Dudes say, this guy's going to be a stud. He turns out to be a bust. This guy's going to suck, and he turns into be a stud. Like that, we know how much of a crapshoot that can be. But I think when you look at trades, you think Deebo Samuel has a track record of being an effective football player in the NFL. Laremy Tunsil does as well. Marshawn Lattimore does as well. I think what they want to build is a foundation where they know their young guys, the majority of the players on the team, are going to be able to continue building and building and building versus having to deal with some of these issues. Whereas I know a guy is going to come in here in Deebo Samuel, and even when he's been quote-unquote out of shape, he's gone for 800 yards,
yeah, 900 right, yards, right?
And so guys with a track record at the NFL level, even if they aren't quote-unquote commanders, I'm not as worried about that because I've seen them be effective at the NFL level with whatever their character level, whatever their work ethic level is, versus I'm not going to bet on that guy coming out in the draft, though, because the last thing I need is someone to show up out of shape. Mm-hmm. I mean, think about Zion Williamson or someone like that, or how like the Mavericks thought of Luka Doncic or something. I'd rather just not deal with that. I might miss out on a couple of guys in the draft because of that, but I'd rather know for a fact that this guy's going to work hard. But if I've seen this guy be effective for 7 seasons in the NFL, even if I don't love his work ethic, I know that he can still be successful here.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.